Welcome to Dancin' Moon Songcast. I'm Scott Simpson, casting from Dancin' Moon Studio in Spearfish Canyon on the north end of the Black Hills of South Dakota, right on the banks of the Spearfish Creek. If you'd like to follow along, you can download a free PDF of my lyric book from scottsimpsonmusic.com/lyrics. And of course, you can find links to all my music there as well. So let's get casting and find out what song we're going to talk about this time. Welcome to the second of our very special boat spearfish episodes here at Dancin' Moon Songcast. As I mentioned in the last episode, Spearfish South Dakota has been selected to be in the final five, running to be on season five of the Small Business Revolution television program. And the way that we get to do that is through garnering the most votes this week. This week I'm referring to is January 14th through the 21st, 2020. I don't know if you're when you're listening to this. If you're listening to it outside of that time period, then don't worry about it. Just fast forward on to the song. But if you happen to be listening during these days, we're really promoting this. So you can go to smallbusinessrevolution.org, click on the vote for season five, and find Spearfish. We're in the running with four other wonderful small towns. They're all very wonderful, but Spearfish is the one that we're voting for. Spearfish is what we're promoting. So we'd love to have your vote. And this week, we're kind of breaking out of the weekly podcast and doing daily podcasts. Picked some songs that are all about Spearfish, all about our region, our area, and celebrating the beauty here in Spearfish. And we're doing that this week to try to promote this Vote Spearfish Week. Today's episode features Close to Home, which is an instrumental song that comes from 2011's No Standing LP. It also appears on 2015's The Road Behind LP, which is a remastered collection of instrumentals. So we'll listen to that, and then we'll talk a little bit about it on the other side. Thank you. So that was close to home from 2011's No Standing and then remastered on 2015's The Road Behind. When I did No Standing back in 2011, I was invited by a friend of mine, Ryan Phillips, who was starting a Black Hills marathon, actually an ultra marathon, a choice between running 100 miles or 50 miles. That's an ultra marathon. Those are two ultra marathons. Wow. Anyway, Ryan was starting this and had invited me to possibly do an album that was would be designed kind of with trail running or trail hiking on, in my opinion, because I'm not a runner, but I love hiking. So I was thinking about creating a series of songs, and a lot of them were instrumentals, like this one, like Close to Home, and some of them did have lyrics, but all of them designed with the Black Hills, the trails, the trail system in this area, and being on the trails, putting something on in your headphones to move through the beautiful Black Hills on the trails here. Whether you're running, crazy ultra marathoner, or strolling, or sauntering, actually, which is the term that Muir liked to use, sauntering. Through the hills, the beauty of the Black Hills and our region. And so Close to Home actually was the final track on the album. I kind of thought about the album in a way of kind of having a progression of the beginning of a race and moving all the way through. And, you know, I love hiking, and the, one of the things that's absolutely wonderful about a hike is when you've been out and you've experienced something, you've found some new spots, or you've explored an area you hadn't explored before, or for me, a lot of times I'm on trails that I'm familiar with already. I've hiked them a bunch of times, but it's noticing those new things. The changes that the season, whatever season it happens to be, the changes that that season has brought, or evidence of something that's happened, whether it was a new tree that was downed by wind or a storm or lightning, or just the brand new some brand new flowers that are coming up that that you haven't seen before, that for some reason this year happened to, you know, take root in this area, but you've gone through and you've had all these experiences out on the trail, and then you notice you're rounding a corner, getting really close to home, close to sitting down and you know, having some water and just kind of reflecting on the hike itself. And so that's really the inspiration for this song. It's that nearing the end of that hike, or that run, as the case may be. And so the song begins out, starts off kind of gently. I really set up a rhythm track that is consistent all the way through, and then layered on top of that various instrumentation. We began with the basic two electric guitars, one kind of a lead playing some incidental things, and then the main electric guitar setting out the chord structure and the structure that's going to carry on through. The thing that I absolutely love about this song, and it's something I stumbled upon because I wanted to build into it gently as I did. And then when we started to build later, and we were going to add some more instrumentation in, bass, stand-up bass, piano, and then eventually have kind of a section with acoustic guitar, kind of a jazz, move into a kind of a more jazzy feel. So when I begin to layer in the bass, you know, the bass has a distinctly different rhythmic quality than the underlying rhythm of the percussion. It's got this kind of a swing thing, you know, boom, 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 boom. But the two, when put together, mathematically make this beautiful sort of surprising rhythm change. And it's not really a change. The rhythm is still there. It's consistent all the way through. In fact, all the songs on this album are at 120 beats per minute, which at some point someone told me was the beat of the human heart. Of course, our hearts beat at different rates, but that's the primary central beat. If it's not beating too fast or too slow, but 120 beats per minute, and then the moving into that swing rhythm that the bass brings in just gives it a completely different feel. And as I said, it moves into kind of a jazzier section there. And so the piano comes in, which was a whole lot of fun to do. It's very simple because I'm playing it, and I'm literally playing it. Now, sometimes I do work with MIDI, and I will build carefully a piano part. But I had this in the right key so that I could, with a little bit of practice, kind of do a little improvisation, piano-wise, which I enjoyed doing, and then gave me an opportunity then to move into the acoustic guitar, which is the instrument I'm most comfortable on, playing some more jazz-inspired lead sections there. In the middle to nearing the end of the song. So then at the end, all that extra instrumentation kind of drops out. The layers go back to just the original percussion. We move back into that familiar space of that original drum beat that we had, and the two kind of distant electric guitars wrapping things up at the end, and so you have this building, and then moving back out, and dying out gently at the end, which kind of feels like that part of the hike to me. You know, you're going along nearing the end of the hike, but then there's this building excitement as you realize, hey, I'm almost to my house. I'm almost there. I'm gonna get that nice cold drink of water and kick my feet up and just think about the things that I've seen, and then as you step into, in my case, off the path into the yard, my house, our cabin, has a large kind of grassy area that then goes right into a path into the woods, so come out of that path right into the yard and I'm home, and I've had this adventure, and now I'm home. So there you have it, close to home, a song, an instrumental piece invited by my friend Ryan Phillips to write for trail hiking and trail running, but inspired by Spearfish Canyon, by the trails and the Black Hills, by the area. This beautiful area that I'm privileged to be able to live in. Thank you so much for joining me with this in this special episode, this Vote Spearfish episode of Dancin' Moon Songcast. Don't forget to go to smallbusinessrevolution.org and vote for season 5. Vote for Spearfish. We need your votes to be able to be in the in season 5 of Small Business Revolution, and that comes along with $500,000 to really do some great things, bolstering small businesses in the Spearfish area. Thanks for joining me again. All my music, all my lyrics at scottsimpsonmusic.com. You can stream me on Spotify, on Apple Music, on iHeartRadio, or anywhere else that you like to stream your music. Normally, we have episodes coming out every Friday, but here for this little stretch of Vote Spearfish Week, we're putting out a daily songcast. So join me again tomorrow. Be well.